One of the things that upsets me most when talking to startup entrepreneurs is a belief set in many of them, too many of them, that wealth belongs to other people. Success belongs to the rich. Somehow in their minds, there is a subset of other people who have a right to wealth when they don't. Even if they aspire to wealth, there is still a feeling that super success belongs to somebody else, to another grouping. In 180 contradiction to this sense are the super wealthy people, particularly those who have come from nothing, who believed from the outset that wealth belonged to them as much as it belongs to anyone else, including the super wealthy. It was for them just a function of time and effort. Meditation 36 reads like this: I have the right to the wealth I desire. No one has the right to be wealthier than me. As long as I continue to act toward my intention, I will arrive there when it is the right time for me. This meditation is very much about conveying that each of us have our own journey, with our own timeline, with our own endpoint, with our own waypoints on the way. Meditation 36 highlights something so important to successful entrepreneurial journeys, and that is that your intention has to always be front and center on your journey to success. Early on in my entrepreneurial journey, at a time that I was really battling to be successful, I was invited to the roof wedding of a very successful friend of mine. It so happens that he and I shared the same mentor. As I arrived at his new mansion in my 10-year-old car, whose central locking hadn't been working for some years now, parked alongside these shining German sedans, I could not help but feel a huge sense of jealousy, a huge sense of disappointment in my own journey, a huge sense of this is just not fair. The following week, I was fortunate enough to have a session with my mentor, and in the spirit of vulnerability and honesty, shared my sentiments and feelings with him. He nodded knowingly, lifted his head, and said, "The problem here is that you are comparing your journey with your friend's. His journey might be that he makes a lot of wealth early on and maintains that wealth for the rest of his life. Your journey might be a much slower start, but a much bigger finish. One is not better than the other, they are simply different. When you focus on your own journey, then you can release from the jealousy and release from the feeling of unfairness. And as you release from these two, you can use the same energy to grab on to what is truly yours. Bless him in your mind and be happy for him in your heart. And when you truly get there, you will have all the energy to focus on your own journey. I have the right to the wealth I desire. No one has the right to be wealthier than me. As long as I continue to act towards my intention, I will arrive when it is the right time for me."